The death toll from a recent spate of anti-Muslim violence in Myanmar's restive town of Mektila rises to 40. Eight more bodies were pulled out of the debris as the army cleared the wreckage in the aftermath of communal violence. Armed Buddhists attack Mektila on March 20th, destroying mosques and homes. The three-day riot displaced about 10,000 people and left much of the town in ruins. The violence further spread to southern Myanmar. Dozens of houses and mosques were reportedly burned by anti-Muslim mobs in the southern cities of Yamethin and Tetkan. Rights groups and international bodies accuse Myanmar's Buddhists of systematic attacks on Muslims, particularly the Rohingyas. Large numbers of Muslims have been killed and tens of thousands displaced as a result of the violence. Let's talk with Kamal Wazni, who is a political analyst who joins us from Beirut. Kamal Wazni, we're having this situation still ongoing, even though there's been months one of the most persecuted communities, mainly the Rohingyas, have been targeted inside Myanmar. Why isn't the government reacting more? And of course, why isn't the UN, even though they have come out with statements, been more proactive, holding the government responsible?
Well, obviously, this is the silence of the international community about what is taking place in Myanmar. There is a statement from the UN acknowledging what is happening, condemning what is happening, but short of taking action about what is happening. And now it's the responsibility for the UN body to carry sanction against this country. They violated all international norm or international treaties when it comes to human dignity and liberty. Here there we have a genocide in progress, and Mr. Ban Ki-moon is busy somewhere else engineering a war in the Middle East. So here, the United States, which actually gave the blessing and was the first visit for Mr. Obama when he was elected to Myanmar, to this country that is actually engaged in genocide and Holocaust against the Muslim and killing and pillaging all those innocent people and destroying mosques and the livelihood of Myanmar. So now we have to be very raising our voice to the UN, to the US, to and every free conscience around the world to stop this madness and this genocide against the Muslim people in Myanmar.
And what's more alarming, and quickly if you can answer this, Kamal Wazni, is the fact that this is being cited by different news outlets, if it even gets cited, that this is some kind of ethnic clash that is going on. Giving it some kind of sectarian tone to it. But it's not. It's Buddhist monks who are attacking these Muslims, and of course the Rohingyas being part of that. Why is it been given that kind of portrayal that is sectarian in nature?
Well, I think somebody is wanted to hide this crime and these criminals. And I think there's a responsibility on the Buddhists to carry also their responsibility and stop this madness and this genocide against the Muslim. Here also, it's the responsibility for the United States. I put the responsibility and the blame squarely on Mr. and on President Obama, who visited that country and embraced their leaders, knowingly this country engaged in genocide. This should not be tolerated, should not be allowed, and action should be taken promptly to stop this genocide against innocent people.
Thank you very much. Kamal Wazni, political analyst from Beirut. It's good to talk to you.